Our text for this morning is Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In the July issue of the Atlantic magazine, Rose Horowitz published an essay that generated quite a bit of attention, especially among those interested in the role of technology in education. Her essay was provocatively titled, "The End of Reading is Here." In it, she provides evidence of how Americans read much less than they used to. For example, she notes that fewer than half of all adults reported having read a book of any kind at all in 2022, and that the proportions of Americans who read for pleasure on any given day fell from 28% in 2004 to 16% in 2023. Horowitz's claims align with earlier work by Marshall McLuhan and Neil Postman, who warned our society would become post-literate or illiterate, not necessarily unable to read, but increasingly unwilling to do so. Horowitz goes on to detail the way our minds, the way reading shapes our minds differently than screens and videos, and what we might be losing in such a shift away from reading. As scary as this article may be for educators, book lovers, writers, and others, it may also give us Christians a pause. Jean Veith, in the book Reading Between the Lines, writes, quote, "The centrality of the Bible means that the very act of reading can have spiritual significance. Whereas other religions may stress vision, experience, or even the silence of meditation as the way to achieve contact with the divine, Christianity insists on the role of language." Unquote. While the end of reading may signal a shift in how our society thinks and acts, we as Christians can contemplate the end of reading another way. The word end not only means stopping or interrupting something, but also its goal or purpose. So today we consider how the end of reading the Bible, the purpose of reading the Bible, and how that understanding that purpose leads us never to want to be finished studying God's Word. One of the curious aspects of American reading culture today that Horowitz points out is that, strangely, Americans are probably reading more words than ever before. What has changed is what they read and how. Nowadays, people are bombarded with emails, texts, notifications, social media posts, and countless other fragments of information. Our attention to all these fragments of information comes at the expense of longer written works that demand sustained attention. I would have to admit that my attention as a reader has seemed to decline in the last 20 years or so, and it's probably not just because of age. It's most likely because of all that task switching and fragmented text and videos that occupy our attention. It may be sad that I no longer have the same sustained focus to read a Dickens novel, but what's really frightening is how those habits might affect how I read and study God's Word. Furthermore, with so much advice available online, it's tempting to turn quickly to YouTube, Google, or social media whenever we have a question or a problem. After all, it's often easier to watch a 3-minute video or ask for a quick answer than to sit down and read something carefully. Of course, it's not wrong to watch television, use the internet, watch videos, or use technology. We can even use our phones and computers to access God's Word more easily than people at almost any time in history. But we do want to make sure that the end of reading in our culture does not become the end of our reading and studying the Bible. To avoid the demise of our reading the Bible, we seek the Lord's help in remembering the other meaning of the word end. What's the purpose of reading the Bible? First, we know that the Bible is God's Word. We don't have any new visions or prophecies, nor does God speak directly to us. God speaks to us through his divinely inspired word. What a comfort that provides us. We don't have to worry about the Bible's credibility. Think how much time we spend wondering whether what we encounter is trustworthy. Who wrote it? What's the source? Is it biased? Is this picture real? Or was it generated by a computer? We don't have to approach God's word with that uncertainty. As Paul writes to Timothy, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. The Holy Spirit breathed into the writers the very words he wanted them to use. When we are considering whether something's worth our time and attention, we can never go wrong turning to the word of the Almighty God. But the true end, the great purpose of reading the Bible is not merely that we acquire accurate information. It is through his word that God brings us to faith and strengthens us in that faith. Our text tells us, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith does not come through mindless meditation. It does not come from looking deeply inside of ourselves. Nor is faith created or measured by the strength of our emotions. Faith comes through the means God himself has chosen, his word. The Apostle John tells us the same thing near the end of his gospel. These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name. There's the end of our reading, its purpose. Again and again, the Bible shows us God's promises fulfilled and his love and mercy towards sinners. That's why God's word is different than any other thing we read. Indeed, think of all the self-help books that have been written. Think of all the videos promising three easy steps to happiness, success, better relationships, greater productivity, or a better life. Some of that information may be useful, but none of it has the purpose and power of God's word. Through his word, God gives us Christ. Through his word, the Holy Spirit works faith. Through his word, God tells sinners that Christ has died for them, that their sins are forgiven, and because Christ lives, they too shall live. This is the true end of reading the Bible. So whether or not the end of reading really is here for our society, we pray that the end of reading God's word never comes for us. We pray that God preserves his word among us and that he leads us to read it, hear it, learn it, and treasure it. And especially we pray that he continually reminds us of the end, the purpose of his word, so that our faith can be strengthened and that we can bring the good news of salvation expressed in the Bible to all whom we meet. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We'll close with hymn 381, stanza 1.